Hello, everybody. It's me, Alexander Larson, with Bible True 23, back with another soul-winning tip. And right now, I want to talk about calling on the name of the Lord. This is the last step in the gospel presentation before you get them saved, because this is what is going to get them to get saved, right? As the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So usually after I've done the recap, asking them all the questions, making sure they understand, I'll show them that verse, the verses I just quoted, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Sometimes maybe just verse 9 or just verse 10, sometimes maybe just verse 13, or any of those, and explain to them, the way that we express our faith is by calling on the name of the Lord, okay? Now, at this point is when you would lead them in a prayer to call on the name of the Lord. And you, again, like I said, you want to ask them, do you want to trust Jesus? Do you want to call on the name of the Lord? Sometimes you could maybe give them a quick example prayer and say, if you said this, would you mean it? Right? Because remember, it's not just them saying particular words that save them, but they have to say that with faith in their heart. Okay? You can go up to any random person on a street and say, "Hey, repeat after me," and call them and cause them to say, the same prayer that you might do out soul winning. But that doesn't mean they get saved if they don't believe, because the Bible says, "How shall they call on them, or how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Right? So it's faith, and then once you believe in your heart, you call on the name of the Lord, right? You confess with your mouth, right? These both have to happen for somebody to get saved, right? So when you make sure that this person understands and that they want to call on the name of the Lord and that they will mean it, then you call on the name of the Lord with them. You lead them in that prayer. Now, one mistake I see some people making when they go out and preach the gospel and get to this point where they call on the name of the Lord, sometimes people will say something like, "Oh, it's not the prayer that saved you, it's just the faith," right? And, in a certain way, they're right. And, what they're saying might sound good, but you have to understand that you don't want to confuse the person you're talking to. Because if you say something like that, they might think that they don't have to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. Okay. And that's dangerous, because sometimes there are people who say, "Oh, well, if I don't have to do that, then I'm just not going to do that. I'm just going to, go inside and just, I'll think about it," something like that. But you have to understand that if somebody does not call on the name of the Lord, they did not get saved. Okay? Because the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans chapter 10 that you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth unto salvation. So if somebody has not confessed it with their mouth, they are not saved according to Romans chapter 10. Okay? Now, does that mean that it's not by faith alone? No. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "I believe, therefore I have spoken." Okay, these things take place simultaneously. They put their faith in Jesus. They take that step of faith when they call on the name of the Lord and they ask God to save them, right? So if you neglect to do that, or they neglect to do that, they don't want to do it, after you've shown them anything, they say, "No thanks, I don't want to call on the name of the Lord. I don't want to ask God to save me. I don't want to say this prayer," then don't go away thinking that they're saved, okay? Because they're not, unless they have called on the name of the Lord. Now, understand there might be some times where you show it to them and maybe they're nervous. Maybe they don't want to pray because they have family around or whatever. Maybe they're embarrassed for whatever reason. There are some times when people might go in and do it privately in their own room. That's fine, right? And maybe they will do that. You don't know for sure, because if you leave their door, you have no idea what happens after you leave them, right? So some people might get saved just on their own after you've shown them, right? You might have led them into all of those, the knowledge of what the Bible says, and they believe everything. They want to trust Jesus, but maybe they call on the name of the Lord just on their own. You don't have to lead somebody in a prayer for them to get saved, but they do have to make that prayer to be saved. Okay, the calling on the name of the Lord. That's very clear in the Bible. So like for me, example, when I got saved, I didn't have somebody show me personally. I listened to a sermon online that got me saved from Pastor Steven Anderson, the pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church, which I now attend. He made a video about eternal security, about the gospel, and I listened to that sermon and I understood the gospel from there. Okay, and that's when I called on the name of the Lord, but I did so in my bedroom. There was no person that was at my house physically showing me and didn't lead me into prayer. I just did it on my own. Okay, so a lot of people can just do it on their own, right? But if you're at the door, you don't want to count that as a salvation or think that they definitely got saved if they just say that they, yeah, I believe it, and then just not want to call on the name of the Lord. Usually, an indication that they didn't believe it is that they didn't call on the name of the Lord. Okay, so if somebody refuses to call on the name of the Lord, okay, that either means they're just embarrassed and they'll do it later, or they didn't believe it. Those are the only two options at that point. So, yeah, you want to make sure to put an emphasis on that. You want to make sure to actually do this at the end and not just go through and just tell them everything of what the Bible says and just say, okay, goodbye, and pronounce them as saved. That's not how it works. So, that's all for this video. Just make sure that the calling on the name of the Lord is efficient. Just make sure you actually do it with them, and just make sure that they actually understand that this is the moment that they got saved when they called on the name of the Lord. Because another important thing is that sometimes people will think that they're already saved because you show them what the Bible says, and maybe sometimes people will lie and they'll say, well, I already believe this, I already kind of understood this, I already believed in Jesus. But because there are some people who have pretty much like 99% of it down, but there's just one thing that they're off on, or maybe they didn't call on the name of the Lord, maybe they're not trusting Jesus alone, maybe they're just kind of on the fence about it, but they say, oh, I believed in Jesus all my life. Once you show them what you have to do to go to heaven, you have to make it very clear. Well, no, because you believe this and it was wrong, and the Bible tells us that once we believe this, we have to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. So that's it for today. God bless you and goodbye.